In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Thanks for our sermon this morning in our continuing series on Christian stewardship. Is recorded in Philippians chapter 4, reading there verses 7 through 9. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. This is God's word. In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, dear fellow redeemed, what are your thoughts about the topic of stewardship we have looked at over the past weeks? I mean, what are you thinking about it? What is in your mind and in your heart about this aspect of our sanctification? Obviously, for our minds and our hearts to be thinking what is right about that, we need to know what is the right thing to think. And so we have over these past weeks and continue this week and next week to see not what human opinion says about those things, but rather we've been looking at what God says about stewardship in His Word, so that our minds and our hearts can think thoughts about that that are correct. We can say that not only about the skill of Christian stewardship, we can think about that and what is right in all things. Right thinking leads to right practice. Consider the example of what they call muscle memory in golf. You keep repeating something over and over so your muscles remember how they're supposed to function when you play. The Apostle Paul writes to us this morning about heart and mind memory. Something we think about over and over and over again, the right thing, so that when we go to do it, our thoughts control and lead us to do what God tells us is the right thing to do. And not only that we have right thoughts for right practice, but that we guard those right thoughts to put into practice. This morning, the Apostle Paul gives us something to think about. And we see, first of all, that the peace of God guards our hearts and our minds as we do our thinking. And secondly, that the Word of God guides our thinking before we put it into action. We are all well aware of how quickly and easily evil thoughts are drawn up from that contaminated well of our sinful hearts to fill our minds. We don't have to try very hard, do we, to have evil thoughts. In fact, Jesus says in St. Matthew, "For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander." Paul says that when we want to do what's right, when our thoughts are on obeying God's will, then sin is right there with us, filling our heads and our hearts with evil thoughts to do the opposite. We need something to guard our thinking. We need something to stand guard over our minds and our hearts so that those evil thoughts don't so readily and easily take over our desires and our thinking. Paul says we have just the thing. The peace of God. The peace that God gives us. The peace we have in the gospel that says we have been reconciled to our Father through the blood of Jesus Christ. The gospel guards my heart and my mind because the peace of God surpasses, transcends, goes way beyond my own human understanding of what I should desire and what I should think. And that's why we pastors were taught, and most of us continue at the end of the sermon, to speak what's called the votum, which is Latin for peace. You hear me say it virtually every week. And now the peace of God that surpasses or transcends all human understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. This good news of Jesus Christ, our Savior, in whom we have the forgiveness of our sins and peace with God, stands watch and guard over our hearts and minds 24/7. Just like those soldiers in Arlington, stand guard 24/7, rain or shine, when there's 4 inches of snow on top of their hats. They're out there standing guard over the tombs of the unknowns. The gospel of Jesus Christ, that peace that we have in our Savior, guards our hearts against sin. It guards our minds against sinful thoughts. It enables us to think and desire the right things. And God promises us again that as we think and desire what is right, the God of peace will be with you. The gospel is the only source, the only fountainhead of God's peace. Peace that flows like a river into my soul so that I can sing the words of that hymn. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul because the gospel of Christ is guarding and protecting my mind and my heart. We all have something to think about. Our minds, even though we maybe like to think that they are or would try to do it when we relax, we can never empty our minds. We are always thinking something. That thing that we're thinking always either agrees with what God says in His Word or that thinking is about something that offends God's holiness. It is always either one or the other. Our minds are never blank. And these thoughts generally lead to action. Right thoughts, godly thoughts, lead to right and godly actions. Good works. Evil thoughts, thoughts that are an offense to God, they lead us to sinful actions, to actions that are offensive to God. Right thoughts lead to putting right things into practice. Evil thoughts lead to sins of action. And so the peace of God guards our hearts and our minds to protect us so that we have that right thinking. And we can keep that right thinking in our minds. But it's not only the gospel that guards. It's not only the peace of God that guards our hearts and minds, but God also guides us. The Word of God guides us in our thoughts for action. Remember the third use of the law, mirror, curb, guide or rule. We Christians, with right thinking, right desire, ask and say, what is God's will here? Is what I'm thinking, does my conscience excuse me while I'm thinking it because it's pleasing to God? Or does my conscience accuse me because it goes against God's will? How do I know what God's will is? Whether my thoughts that lead to action are pleasing to God? We look into His Word. The law, the commandments, guide our thoughts and our actions as Christians. When Paul writes here about putting things into practice, that I'm going to mention here in a second, the verb means a continuing habitual action. It's something that you do regularly. So Paul says, these things that you are to think about, keep putting them into practice. Keep on having the right thoughts so that you get in the habit of doing the right things. You know, habit is not in and of itself sinful. Bad habits, evil habits are sinful. But doing good works, doing what is right, thinking what is pleasing to God, those are all habits too. Those are good habits guided by the Word. And so Paul lists some of those things also in a continuing action. Regularly think about these things. Whatever is true, literally whatever is the truth. Whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Paul is talking to us about the stewardship of our thoughts. The stewardship of our thoughts that lead to the stewardship of putting into practice right actions that are pleasing to God and beneficial for the kingdom and for us as His people. You and I as Christians have something to think about. And that's not, how do I satisfy my sinful desires? How do I satisfy my sinful nature? How can I join in the wickedness and rebellion of the world against God just a little bit to the point where it starts to get really serious? We don't think about such things. Those are not what is to be on our minds. Paul says, keep thinking about the truth. Keep thinking about what is noble. Literally, what is high-minded. What goes up into heaven and agrees with what God says. Whatever is pure. Whatever inspires awe and beauty in our lives. Think of something really beautiful that you've seen and how that inspired awe in you. Paul says, think about those things of God. Think about the cross. Think about the empty tomb. Think about God's love for you in Christ. Think about your love for others in Christ. Think about all the things that His Word teaches and commands and guides us with. In your daily life, think about those things. Don't think about worldly things. Don't concentrate when those sinful things come into your head. You know, Luther said, you can't keep the birds from flying over your head, but you can keep them from making a nest in your hair. Well, We can't keep those sinful things from coming into our heads, but we don't have to think about them. We don't have to concentrate on them or try to figure out how we can push them right up to the limit that maybe offends God. The Philippians had seen and heard many of these things, these qualities, in Paul himself. And so he said, whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. Because whatever they had heard from Paul was God's word to guide their thinking. Whatever they had seen in Paul was something that would guide them in the right way. What you hear from me, what we've been hearing about stewardship, and what applies to all areas of our Christian life, is from God's word, isn't it? That's what guides us. That's what gives us right desires, or guides us in right desires and right thinking. That proclamation of God's word among us. God tells us, guard your hearts and minds with the peace of God. Guide that and put that into practice following what God says in His Word. And so it is with us today. I pray and strive with God's help to share God's Word with you and to model the right things that God teaches all of us about stewardship, about sharing the gospel, about using our vocational abilities for the good of the kingdom and the Lord's service. And the Lord God, the Word of God, guides all of us in that. Maybe you've heard somebody say, or maybe somebody has said to you, what were they thinking? Or what were you thinking? Think of that in a very positive way. When the world outside our walls sees you and you tell them that you're a Christian, or you tell them that you're a member of Bethlehem Lutheran Church in Carmel, or we do something as a congregation in our community, and the world around us asks that question, what were they thinking? Or what were you thinking? May they always be able to answer their own question with, hey, they were thinking what is true. They were thinking what is noble, what is right, what is pure, what is praiseworthy. And not only were they thinking it, but they were putting it into practice. Amen.